Mark Connolly, losing the cup final, Derry won 2 years ago. Obviously, the emotions are night and day. Talk us through your feelings after the game.
Yeah, devastated. Like I said, 2 years ago, we were sky high, feeling brilliant. Brilliant performance, brilliant result. 2 years later, complete opposite. Not really much to say in it. It's just obviously we're absolutely good at it.
It's a type of league that's competitive. Drogheda are fighting a relegation playoff game. They come here, do a job in Derry, but up until they scored, Mark, Derry had the best two chances. They open up, and that's what happens when you don't punish the opposition.
Yeah, I think that's sort of been a tale for us in a lot of games this season, that we just haven't taken the chance and scored first and stuff. But yeah, listen, it's an extremely difficult league. It's a lot of teams are fighting for different reasons and different things. And Drogheda obviously came today. We knew exactly how hard it was going to be. They're a strong side, and they've come out on the right side of the result. We haven't, and we just need to regroup and go again.
It's Derry were 4 games away from potentially lifting the double. You're one of the senior players, Mark. What he's talking about in the change room when it goes wrong for he's like that? I mean, obviously he's sit down, he's have conversations, but what do you think the challenge for both trophies just petered out in the end?
We just didn't do enough. Obviously, it wasn't for the lack of wanting. We wanted it. We wanted it more than anyone could imagine, and we just didn't do enough. And we'll sit around with finger pointing, and his fault or that fault or this fault, it's whatever it is. And I think we'll obviously be sit downs and we'll go through a lot of things. What went right? What went wrong? And need to put it right. And, like I said, we can shrivel under a rock now and feel sorry for ourselves, or we can regroup and come back stronger, and that's all you can do really.
Well, it's experienced players, and even the younger players have to look up these, but it is a matter of coming out fighting. It's the nature of probably Derry City and Derry City fans. They know the nature of football. It's devastating they lose, but you do have to regroup, and it's a long, close season when you finish off like this though, isn't it?
Definitely. What's going to happen is you're going to, when you're fighting for things to win cups and leagues and stuff like that there, if you're not on the right end of it come the latter stage of the season, it's going to be bitterly disappointing. And I think you said it, you're nailing the head, you've got to come out fighting. Roll your sleeves up. Obviously people are going to be disappointed and sad. We all are, but all we can do now is make sure and put it right and fight as hard as we can to make sure we put it right.
I suppose you've been playing this last couple of years, Mark, and this means there's no Europe either. That's another devastating blow. But, suppose that'll be thought about after the disappointment of this cup final defeat dies away.
Yeah, listen, it's obviously you throw in the league, you throw in the cup, and now you throw in Europe. There's no one going to be coming away from this with any joy at all. It's like I said, it's bitterly disappointing, and yeah, we're going to have to lick our wounds and make sure that this football club comes back stronger, and again, it's back fighting for Europe, back fighting for leagues, and back fighting for cups.
And finally, this can make or break players. This would show the calibre for the playing staff that remains. We all know that players come and go, and probably Derry need a refresh after the end of the season. Fresh recruitment coming on, but the players that do stay, Mark, I mean, they can really learn from this, and it can make them stronger.
Yeah, well, if you're playing professional football and you're playing at a decent level, and you don't get here by like I said, when something bad happens, you go under a rock. You need to stand up, be strong, be counted, and make sure whenever it comes to next season and if whoever's still at the football club, that you make sure you roll your sleeves up and make sure and put things right.